Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I'm Muhammad Jawad Muafi with the program Question and Answer. You're listening to Radio Ma'arif. You can visit our website at www.radioma'arif.ir. Well, and you can also call us at the following number, 0098-251-291-0551 or 0098-251-291-0552. Well, here we are with another edition of the question and answer, and we invited our special guest here to the studio again, Hujjat al-Islam Barati. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Well, do you have any beginning words to start?
Thank you very much. Now, I want to only wish for you and your listeners all the best and ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them all the prosperity and welfare and the spiritual progress, inshallah.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Well, the first question which we were asked about was about Mahdi, the concept of Imam Mahdi. Would you please shed some light on it and give some explanation in this regard?
Yes, Imam Mahdi is a concept that we can find it clearly in traditions of Holy Prophet.
Yes.
Peace be upon him and his household. And also all of the schools of thought and sects in Islam, they agree upon it. And a lot of narrations, traditions from Prophet and other saints and imams exists in the Islamic heritage and culture that there is a man from house Prophet's household called Mahdi, the guided, the person who is guided and supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will emerge in the future, in the future of world's life and human beings' life, when the world is full of aggression and tyranny, this man will emerge and make the world full of justice and kindness.
Yes.
And according to the specialists in the field of tradition of Islam, the number of traditions and narrations about this man, this imam, is numerous, is too much. They call it mutawatir.
Yes.
And they are sure that Prophet, peace be upon him, has told this, that even if there is no time left for this world to exist, but one day, only one day remains from the life of this world, for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send this man for this ummah, for this nation, Islamic nation, to save them, to help them, to implement a teachings of Prophet, peace be upon him, and bring prosperity, peace, and friendship, and welfare, and justice for the world.
I see.
And all the faithful people from different religions also will join him. And also some of prophets, like Jesus Christ, will emerge and join him, and join hands with him to make the world better for life, livable world. Because Muslims and all the faithful people should find what we are told by prophets of God in this world before they go to the other world, before the death, before the hereafter. They should find an utopia in this world. So the utopia is a common concept between all of the religions, even all of the philosophies.
Yes.
Also, Marxists have for themselves an utopia. And other, even these people now, they are governing the world like these liberals or liberal Democrats. Also, they show the people an utopia. Utopia of Islam is the era of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Yes. And the leader of this utopia is Imam Mahdi.
I see.
And Imam Mahdi is for sure from the dynasty household of Prophet of mm-hmm. Islam.
Yes.
And according to traditions, he is from the children of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima.
Yes.
This is sure. And there are more traditions, gives more specifics about his life, his personality, his government, mm-hmm. his state, how he will govern the world. And there are a lot of traditions about how he emerges, how yes. he makes his uprising, mm-hmm. and from where he starts, and how he continues, who are their enemies, who are their friends, how the others join him, how he, for example, communicates the people of the world,
right,
and makes the statements of him to reach the people mm-hmm. all over the world. A lot of traditions.
Yes.
And even some of the traditionists, like Allama Majlisi, collected all of these traditions and put it in volume, in one volume of his encyclopedia on Islamic tradition, Baharul Anwar. It is not only Shia that they have a lot of traditions. Also Sunnis have yes. traditions. They have compiled some independent books about Imam Mahdi, and also they have specialized some of the chapters of their books for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Among the most famous tradition books, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim,
yes.
They have also chapters and sections for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Great.
You can find it in Sahih Muslim, Babul Mahdi, and you can find it also in Sahih Bukhari,
yes.
About the future and Kitab al-Fitna. In Kitab al-Fitna, Kitab al-Fitan, he narrates some of traditions which is special for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And one of them is that Prophet, peace be upon him, says that, how are you when you are leading the world mm-hmm. and Jesus Christ is doing and saying his prayers with you,
yes.
and the imam and leader of this prayer is from you.
Uh-huh.
Means that Jesus Christ will join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and they do a joint, they do make a joint venture to bring the peace and justice for the world.
Thank you very much. And there was another question which was related to the concept of Imam Mahdi, and that was one of the fans asked, is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam the same person as Isa or the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam? If they are not the same, who is this Mahdi? And then I guess it's been somehow covered by your speech previously.
Yes, some of the scholars which had no profound and deep knowledge about Islam and traditions of Islam, they told La Mahdiya illa Masih ibn Maryam.
Right.
But the more knowledgeable scholars and specialists in Islam, they say that Imam Mahdi, as we told in another response,
yes.
Imam Mahdi is a Muslim leader
yes.
from the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is son of Fatima and Ali, peace be upon them, and Jesus will come and join him
yes.
and help him. And Jesus will demand all of the Christians of the world to join this man and to help him and to follow him and obey him.
Yes.
And he, as a model and as a leader for them, they comes and participates in congregational prayers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and follows him in his prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So with deep knowledge, we can say that Jesus and Mahdi are two personalities, but they come and join each other.
Right. Thank you very much. Well, the next question is about the Christian and Muslim holidays. What is a good way for a former Catholic and a new Muslim? to make the transition from Christian holidays or like Christmas, for example, to Muslim holidays without abandoning one's culture, especially those with children?
Mm-hmm. So conversion to Islam itself means a kind of movement, means a kind of change. So the change is sure. The change is a must for the one who converts to Islam.
Yes.
But if you mean that they have a habit to give children in this day, for example, gifts and to make a celebration for them and make holiday for them, and they expect all the year to be in this, for example, occasion and receive a kind of, for example, prize and happiness, this is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But two kind of changes are necessary.
Yes.
Change of date and change of methods. For example, and this person needs to explain it for his family,
yes,
or her family, that no, we didn't forget and abandon the festival,
mm-hmm,
and the celebration, but we changed the time and we changed the method. For example, if we were, for example, drinking wine in our celebration in Christianity, no, we don't do it in Islam. But, for example, we can serve you better foods or
mm-hmm,
some,
yes,
other provisions, or take you to some good places, or buy for you new clothes and dresses, give you happiness. Because fest is to gather with each other and to make
a
happy time,
you know,
and
yes,
to, for example, give something good to the friends, gifts and presents to others. So these are encouraged in Islam also.
Yes.
But the time differs. For example, they were doing it in the first day of January. Now they do it in Eid Qurban, in the 10th day of Zil Hajjah, or in the first day of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, when they finish their fasting. So the explanation is necessary. If they are Muslims, they understand it very well. And if they are not Muslims, he can tell them that, I will do my duty,
yes,
towards you, but
yes,
with a little change. Change of time and, yeah, change of manner and style.
I see.
Because I am converted to Islam. And Islam does not prevent me from doing good things like giving gifts and presents and visiting family and being good with them and helping them and making them happy. But the method is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better even, because I avoid all of bad things, the harmful things. Those make, for example, a kind of danger or problem or pollution in,
yes,
the, for example, treatment or relations or environment. I avoid them, but only I do good things to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Well, the next question is about the Lord of creation. I mean, us, human beings. Well, we are called the noblest of all creatures. We have this both in the Bible and in the Quran. But we are the most cruel creatures on earth, too. I mean, indulging ruthless criminal activities. Indeed, the atrocities committed by man are worse than anything else or anything that any animal can do. So in this respect, are we still the best creatures?
Yes, but not absolutely, with some conditions.
Yes.
We are the best of creation if we have the qualities and qualifications which makes us salihin, or good people,
yes,
or pious people,
yes,
or, for example, trustable people.
Mm-hmm.
If we are like this, yes, because the qualifications, the possibilities, the talents is given to us, is granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them shows that we are better than others.
Yes.
Because the change are made in this planet, and the conventions, knowledges, sciences, all of the changes which is made here in this world shows this ability.
Yes.
But in the same time, these changes could be good or bad. For example, we, this generation or this population of the world, which are, we are mankind,
yes,
we are good if we take care of this world, if we retaliate and response good by good.
Yes.
The nature in the, for example, ordinary expression, or the God, the Lord of the world, has made good to us, has gifted us, has, yes, granted us a lot of bestowments,
uh-huh,
and goods. But how we retaliate to him or to the nature?
How do we make it up?
Or do we preserve this, these resources,
yes,
this planet, this, for example, world? Do we good to each other? Are we just to each other? Are we kind to each other?
Yes.
Do we take care of each other? Do we take care of equality, fraternity, and kindness to each other, or no, we are cruel to each other? If we are cruel to each other, no, we are not. We are the worst of creation,
uh-huh,
not we are the best.
I see.
And this is the question made by angels,
uh-huh,
when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. Adam is a symbolic, for example, person for the whole mankind. Even angels made a kind of reject, and a kind of, what we can say, question.
Yes.
To the God, told, you have created this person and his children and his generations. They will make a lot of cruelty. They will make a lot of crimes and unjust behaviors. So how we should frustrate for them? They are not better than us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know something you don't know.
Yes.
So you only observe the negative aspect of this being. But it also has some positive aspects. Some of them can become better than you. In the same time that they have abilities to do the will, or to make, for example, aggression to others, they do sacrifice for others.
Yes.
So, yes, as you say, the majority of the world, or the, for example, sovereign mood and ethics of the world are not good. And for sure, these people and this kind of lifestyle is not what is praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what his world is created for it.
Yes.
But in the same time, we have all over the world people which are really better than angels. They do understand everything. They are sacrificing for others. In this time, we find people who do sacrifice for their,
yes,
compatriots, or for their, for example, even for their enemies. They do,
yes,
sacrifice for them, and they try to help people and to rescue them and to teach them and to give them help and assistance. So these people are better than angels.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the nobles of the world. The Lord of the world, which is God, made them their favorite creations or creatures,
uh-huh,
for himself, because they are really better than angels.
Right.
So this world is mixed from this people and that people, good and bad, in the West, in the East,
yes.
In Islamic countries, in non-Islamic countries, in, for example, religious societies and non-religious societies. Everywhere you can find people which do passes the qualifications which makes them really better than angels.
Uh-huh.
So these are the nobles of the world. And always they exist.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Unfortunately, they are in minority.
Right.
In this time, they are in minority. Even they exist in the West, even they exist in the, for example, most credible societies, they exist in
yes.
the same time.
Yes.
So these are nobles.
Uh-huh.
And they are in minority. But the majority, yes, either they are ignorant or they are arrogant
yes.
or they are aggressors.
Yes.
Yes, these are not the nobles of the world,
yes.
as you told.
Yes. You know, we all know that the angels can do evil things and they are designed actually to do good things only. But man is born actually with a type of, let's say, ability that we call free will. And they can go either, let's say, the either evil end of the line, or they can do the good things and they go the other way. So is it this type of ability that makes man so special and so different from the other creatures, and it becomes actually the lord of creation, the noblest of the creatures? As we all know, again, there is a tendency for this human being. We all know that the tendency to do evil things is much bigger in on a scales, you know, than the tendency to do good things. What is your response in this regard? I would really appreciate it.
No, what I wanted to notice too is not that the nature of man makes it better than angels.
Uh-huh.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his response to the angels, referred to this.
Yes.
Yes, the nature is not better. The nature of man is not better than the nature of angels.
Uh-huh.
The nature of angels is better. Because if the word is for nature,
yes,
the nature is saying its word,
yes,
nature of angels is better than nature of human being.
Uh-huh.
But as you referred, the free will is saying the final word.
Uh-huh.
When the free will is used in a better way, in the best way, and the tendencies are under control of this free will,
yes,
the devil tendencies are controlled, and tendencies for good are strengthened and given power.
Yes.
In this time, those who made themselves and built their personalities in this way, they are nobles of the world. Not every human being, not all the human beings.
Yes.
This is the difference between Islamic humanism and Western humanism.
Right.
Secular humanism and divine humanism. We have all of these kinds of thought.
Yes.
In Western humanism, you see that human being is valuable.
Yes.
Either is good or bad.
Yes.
And this is all.
Yes.
Finished. Human being is valuable. In Islam says, yes, about the nature, if you are talking about the nature of human being is valuable, is noble. But we cannot give the grade to the nature only.
Yes.
Because there is another thing existing, free will and usage of it. How you implemented your free will.
Yes.
You are responsible for it.
Right.
If you have used your free will in a good way, then you get a good grade. Then you are valuable. And finally, we give the grade and we give the mark to this usage of free will.
Yes.
Not to the nature only. Nature of nothing is bad. Every nature is good.
Mm-hmm.
Nature of substance, nature of planet, plants, nature of animal, everything in its place is good.
Yes.
And there is another nature called nature of human being. So we respect nature of human being.
Yes.
But the final judgment in this world and another world, from the people and from the God, is to the usage of free will.
Right.
If, for example, if you have the power to kill people, innocent
right.
people, and you did not use your or abuse your power, then you get the best grade.
Right.
Then you are successful. Then you can pass the exam. So we should take care of the differences between this kind of humanism, Islamic humanism, and atheist humanism.
Uh-huh.
Or in another word, secular humanism.
Yes.
Secular humanism finally in the last word gives freedom
yes.
to every individual to
yes.
use his own or her own power
yes.
in any way he or she likes.
Uh-huh.
But in Islam, no. In Islam, you are not, for example, left like this. You are responsible. You are responsible how to use this power,
yes.
how to use this free will, how
yes.
to use this nature
mm-hmm.
of two tendencies.
Yes.
If you use it in a good way, you are getting prize. If you use it in a bad way, you are getting punishment. Like, for example, if you are a policeman and you have a gun with you
yes.
or a pistol with you,
yes.
then if you used it in the way of
justice, for example.
Justice. Or law.
Yes.
Then you get prize. If you shoot or even kill somebody, you get prize. But if you abuse it in another way for some desires, bad desires or personal desires
yes.
against the law, against the regulations, against justice, then you get punishment.
Yes, sure. I see.
Yeah.
It could be used either way.
Yeah.
Either bad or evil. Good.
لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله
Well, you know, concerning the fact that human beings are born with this type of, let's say, higher tendency to evil things, I guess. Well, are we born with a clean slate? Because Islam believes in this, but the West, especially the Christians, don't believe in this, and they say that man is born with a type of you know, tendency or evil tendency, let's say, first of all. And
all of us agree atheists, Christians, Muslims, all of us agree that human being is created by these two tendencies, tendency for good and tendency for bad, trend to good and trend to bad.
But they believe that the nature of human being is not clean.
Okay.
Christians.
This is what Islam does not agree with
uh-huh.
them. Yeah. Nobody is judged by his nature.
Right.
Or his essence.
Yes.
No. By your deeds and your free will and the usage of your free will. You can control both of them because I told you, like, you have two guns with
yes.
you. You have two pistols with you.
Okay.
And you can use them in any time.
Yes.
Both of them, you can use them. You can prevent using them. So if you have used this gun for this purpose, you are prized. When you are, for example, born, there is no judgment upon you in Islam or in religion at all. But at the end of the day,
yes.
when the life ends, then you are given marks, good or bad, everybody. So, for example, being created by this nature does not give any mark to human being. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ
Yes.
وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ We showed two ways to human being, a way for goodness,
yes.
a way for badness.
Right.
A tendency for good, a tendency for bad.
I see.
So they are equal. you are not, for example, under a kind of determination.
Yes.
Or fatalism.
Yes.
We don't believe in it.
Yes.
In Islam, we believe in free will, as you told.
Yes.
So because of that, you make your personality. You are the one who makes your personality, your life, your marks, your grades, your prizes or punishment. You make it, not your nature, without your will, without your, for example, option. No, never. So fatalism in all types are rejected in Islam.
Uh-huh.
Materialist fatalism or religious fatalism?
Maybe when Christians believe that actually we are not, or man is not born with a clean slate, it's because they look at, for example, Prophet Adam, and they see that, for example, he committed the first sin in the Garden of Eden, and then he ate actually the forbidden fruit of that tree of knowledge or something. Well, so maybe it's because of that sin committing that they attribute such an adjective or such an attribute, let's say, to a human being, that they say that they are not born with a clean slate.
But unfortunately, these stories in Christianity and Judaism are not narrated very clear and very clean and neat.
Uh-huh.
Because of the history of scriptures and
yes.
Testaments in
yes.
These two religions. But in Islam, it is narrated in a very clean and clear and very specific way.
Yes.
That Adam did not commit a crime, really, in the meaning, in the real meaning of word.
Right.
For example, eating of that tree, eating from that tree was not a sin.
Uh-huh.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave him some recommendations.
Right.
If you don't eat from this, you can stay here.
Yes.
But you, if from this, then you are expelled from this heaven.
Yes.
So eating from that was not a kind of prohibition for Adam.
Wasn't it disobedience to God?
No. Well, I'm explaining this.
Uh-huh.
It was not haram, as you say in
yes.
Islam, or invalid, as you say in English.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only told him, if you want to stay here, don't eat from this.
Uh-huh.
But if you eat from this, you are expelled out from here, and you are not getting a better life.
Right.
You are getting a life with, for example, misery, and, for example, a lot of efforts and pains and in this life.
Uh-huh.
So the heaven was not heaven of hereafter. The heaven
yes.
was this, for example, secular or worldly heaven.
Yes.
And Adam was not to stay here forever.
Right.
Even it was not planned from the beginning for Adam to stay here forever.
Yes.
No. But there was an examination for him to understand how the things happen.
Yes.
How the desires work, mm-hmm. how the Satan works, how the, for example, insists of other work. Then when he ate from this tree, he was expelled out. But unfortunately, this story is narrated in Torah in a very bad manner. And even it is told there that the fruit which Adam was prevented to eat
yes.
was fruit of knowledge.
Uh-huh, yes.
And it is not for example, logical in any way in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents human being from knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Allah encourages human being to get knowledge.
Yes.
But in Torah, we find the kind of contradiction between Allah and man, and Allah is afraid of man when he gets knowledge.
Uh-huh.
So this is the cause that the population of the West,
yes.
Jews and Christians, they left their own religion
uh-huh.
and they became secular.
Yes.
Because they say from the first page of their holy book,
yes.
their scripture, there is a kind of contradiction between religion and science and knowledge.
Yes.
And there is a kind of hostility between man and God.
Yes.
God is afraid of man. God does not like man to get knowledge. But in Islam, say no. It is a kind of examination for mm-hmm. Adam
yes.
to show the possibilities, the qualifications, and the weaknesses of this creature
yes.
to himself and to others.
Yes. Sure.
So the other parts of the story are the same. Satan and Satan encourages Adam to eat, and Hawa first of all is trapped in this case, and then she encourages Adam to eat, and then they are expelled.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not expelled because of a sin,
yes.
Because of breaking the law,
yes.
Because of breaking of regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Allah wants to show them an examination and says, if you don't eat, you stay here.
Yes.
Here, and in this heaven, Adam had not to work, had no pain, no cold, no hot weather. And even it was a kind of good life and a kind of, a kind of rest for them there. But when they came to this world, to this planet, they had to work and they had to have to witness fightings, problems,
yes.
Dangers, and so and so.
Yes, and so and so. Yes.
So, in Islam, there was not a sin committed by Adam. Prophets
right.
of God, they don't commit sins. And this was not a sin. This was not a haram
yes.
by committed by Adam. It was a recommendation.
Yes.
Like a doctor, a physician says, if you don't eat too much meat,
yes.
it's better for your health.
Uh-huh.
So if you do eat, then you make problem for yourself. Not you, for example, committed an invalid or against law or something else. No, it was better for you if you don't eat.
Right.
So this was in this world.
Uh-huh.
This was an examination. There was no haram, no invalid thing in this case.
Yes.
Adam committed. And this was planned from the beginning for
yes,
Adam
sure.
to do this
uh-huh.
and to find out his powers and his weaknesses.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much, Hujjat al-Islam Bharati. You're listening to Radio Ma'arif. The name of the program, to remind you again, was Question and Answer. You can send your comments and opinions to the following email address, Radio Ma'arif, and all as one word, at irib.ir, or you can also visit our website, www.radiomaarif.ir. You can also call us at the following number, 0098-251-291-0551, or the local number again with the last digit changed to 2. Well, thank you for listening and have a nice time.
يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار